Your wish has been granted. The Ohio State Buckeyes are going to the college football playoff.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to an episode of Locked On Buckeyes for Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, December 5th in the year 2022, and I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen or first watch of every single day. During this episode, we will discuss how Ohio State will approach their matchup and game in the college football playoff and discuss my thoughts on a few injuries that Ohio State currently has. But before we get to any of that, Buckeye football fans got exactly what they wanted on Friday night and even on Saturday afternoon. Friday night, USC loses to Utah in the Pac-12 championship, falling to 11-2 on the season. TCU lost to Kansas State in overtime in the Big 12 championship game, but I think the game on Friday night was exactly what Buckeye fans wanted and wished for, because that is what propelled the Buckeyes up to number 4 in the last CFP rankings of the season, and they are set to play the Georgia Bulldogs in the college football playoff. 1-6 might surprise you. You may have predicted it, but I don't know if some of you got 3-4 exactly how the committee put it out. 1-6 this way in the college football playoff rankings that came out on Sunday afternoon. Number 6, Tennessee. Number 5, Alabama. Number 4, the Buckeyes. Number 3, TCU. Number 2, the team up north. And number 1, the defending national champion, the Georgia Bulldogs, who are the team the Buckeyes will face in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta on New Year's Eve. This is something that's great for the fans, but great for this football team. Take us out of the equation. Take us, those of us that are fans of the football team, those of us that talk about the football team on a regular basis, take all of us out of this equation and conversation. This is great for this team. If you take that one loss away from to the team up north, which you can't really overlook it because it's the rival, it means so much, and the Buckeyes just looked weird in that game. The Buckeyes are one of the most dominant teams in college football from start to finish, even with a post-bye slump, a weird game against Northwestern, a blowout of the Indiana Hoosiers, a weird 44-point win over the Iowa Hawkeyes, which is still weird to say, a weird 44-point win, but that's how the cookie crumbled on that day. The Buckeyes football team, they're in a great spot right now. Because think about it. Going into championship weekend, they needed help from other teams to play in said playoff. It's not going to be like the expanded playoff like we're going to get in 2024, when you're going to have 6 automatic qualifiers and then 6 at-large bids. The automatic qualifiers, the 6 highest-ranked conference champions are automatically in. Then you're going to get 6 at-large teams. I think there's going to be it's going to feel weird if the Buckeyes don't make a 12-team playoff. That's down the road. But this year, the 4, the exclusivity of this playoff in this format is great. I love it. And ultimately, the Buckeyes put themselves in an area where they needed help to be in that exclusive group. And they got that help. C.J. Stroud, Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Abuka, Tommy Eichenberg, Ronnie Hickman, Zach Harrison, Jalen Tuimoloau, all these players, they knew they needed help. They needed help from somebody else. May it be Kansas State to blow out TCU, or just simply for USC to lose to Utah for a second time in the year. I don't think if Georgia would have lost, or if the team up north would have lost, I don't think that would have pushed him outside of the playoff. I don't think it would have. The Buckeyes got the help that they needed, and this is a great opportunity for this football team. 1, they're still playing football. But 2, you have a shot to play for the national championship. Now, I still say still playing football. They still had another game to play. But ultimately, if they were going to play in the Orange Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or the Cotton Bowl or one of those other bowls that's not in the playoff, you're going to see some guys not play in that game. I could almost guess there would be three or four guys not play in a bowl game that's not in the playoff because they want to prepare in their own way earlier than normal for the NFL draft in the future, being a professional football player. But now it's time for these boys to get back in the saddle, to get their mind right, and to prepare properly for a game against Georgia. Defending national champion, you can put it on, you can use it as bulletin board material. You can say they're an SEC team, but the SEC is down, whatever you want to say, you can put that on the bulletin board, use it as bulletin board material. But this team has a great opportunity in front of them. An opportunity that only four teams have right now in college football. Alabama doesn't have it. Tennessee doesn't have it. Penn State doesn't have it. USC doesn't have it. Those other schools don't have the shot, the opportunity the Buckeyes have right in front of them to knock off and hand the defending national champions their first loss of the season. Yes, it's a tall task. Yes, you're asking the Buckeyes to do a lot in this way. You are. But ultimately, the opportunity is all the Buckeyes won. The opportunity the Buckeyes is all they need, and that's it. There are other things that go into it schematically, player health, coaching, adjustments, all the things we talk about, complain about, or we get excited about here on the podcast. Those things are still right in front of them. But the first point of business, prepare for a battle in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Peach Bowl against the defending national champion, Georgia Bulldogs. You can complain about the location, say it's a home game for Georgia. I don't care. I don't care where the game is played, if it's played in Athens, if it's played in Columbus, if it's played in the Rose Bowl or in the Fiesta Bowl or wherever, or if they happen to have a bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana, where the Buckeyes are only 3 hours away. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Play the football. Show up. Put your pads on. Play the football. You have an opportunity to play for the national championship in college football. Man. When most teams, if they lose during rivalry weekend, it's their first loss of the year, they're knocked out of a chance and the opportunity to play for a national championship. But here we are. Ohio State has that opportunity right now, and I wonder if they're ready and prepared for what's going to happen and to come when they play football down the road. It's a great opportunity in front of the Buckeyes, and they need to make sure they approach it with the proper mindset. What mindset is that? We will discuss that next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away. So shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a great gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Yesterday, like I have done, and I've been on numerous times when the live ranking show is out, I was on Locked On's live college football playoff rankings show. And it's right here on the audio podcast feed, audio only, no video on this one on Locked On Buckeyes YouTube page. Go to the podcast, Locked On Buckeyes, and check out the roundtable. Myself, Chris Gordy of Locked On SEC, Josh Neighbors of Locked On Big 12, and Daniel from Locked On Bulldogs. We all had a time at a roundtable discussing and live and reacting live to the rankings as they were released. So I touched on this a little bit in the last segment, but I think there's a little bit more and a different angle about how the Buckeyes should approach this game between Georgia and the College Football Playoff. So anytime you have a chance to play for a trophy, it's great. It's a great opportunity. It doesn't matter if you're playing the defending champion in whatever sport you're in, or if you're playing a newcomer. Doesn't matter. It's a great opportunity. But the Buckeyes are in a spot that they have not been in quite a long time, actually ever, in the playoff. This is the first time they've lost to their rival, and they've made the playoff. So this is a new one. This is a new one for all of us. Last year they lost. They didn't make the playoff. Went to the Rose Bowl. Played a really close game against Utah and barely won. I think the final score was 48-45. Barely won that contest. Came down to a field goal by Noah Ruggles in the final minute of the game, I believe, for the Buckeyes to move and be victorious in that game. And with the thought of what happened this year in mind, as far as Ohio State losing the last game of the season, but ultimately having a chance to win the national championship, you must not do two things. Number one, you can't dwell on what happened the last time you were on the football field. Now, many of us, we are still stuck and in a rut and not happy and not satisfied and in a mental battle with what happened Thanksgiving weekend against the team up north. There was a series and a different changing of events and emotions for Buckeye fans, because even in the live show reacting to the game against the team up north on the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, many people didn't think the Buckeyes would have a chance to play in the playoff. And then you see how that weekend went. You're like, wait, there is a chance. And as many people start talking about it, people myself on here and other people on shows and people that wrote articles start saying the Buckeyes have a chance. Once you heard that so much, people started to say, oh, wait, they have a shot. They ultimately have a shot to make the playoff. And now that they're in, you're saying, oh, great. And this is great. It's a great opportunity. But the Buckeyes cannot dwell on the last time they played football. They cannot dwell on the times they had the mental battles. They missed tackles. A block was missed. A running back missed a hole. Whatever it is. Maybe the last time you were on the field, a player got injured. Whatever it is, you cannot dwell on those very things. You can't do it because you have a month. This is December the 5th. The game is going to be played on December 31st, New Year's Eve, the Peach Bowl, 8 p.m. Eastern time. I believe this is the ESPN game. Could be on ABC, but I believe it's the ESPN game. And ESPN is going to eat this up. They want to ride this hype, this up, the Georgia Bulldogs versus the Ohio State Buckeyes, a matchup we don't normally get. There's a home-and-home series scheduled, I believe, in 7 to 8 years between these two schools. Yeah, they're going to hype up the other matchup as well, where TCU and the team up north are set to play in Arizona in the Fiesta Bowl at 4 p.m. Eastern time on New Year's Eve. They're going to hype that bad boy up as well. But the Buckeyes, they know. People want to talk and say, well, the last time the Buckeyes played football, they didn't really show up and they didn't do their thing and they kind of struggled and this and that and this and that. And you can't let that stuff dictate how you approach this game. You can't do it. There's no way it should happen. It's embarrassing, you might want to say, for it to happen. It cannot happen. And ultimately, I firmly believe the Buckeyes will be just fine. Approaching the game. I'm not going to say what I think is going to happen on the football field. I think approaching the game, I think a lot of players, not just because of the tweets, just because I know how some of them operate mentally and are the kind of athletes that they are, I firmly think that they're going to be just fine. The offense is going to have some wrinkles and, well, should have some wrinkles that they have not showed all year. And also, the defense is going to get healthy. And Can you imagine Mike Hall healthy in a game against Georgia in Georgia for the, in the playoff to go to the national championship? I've heard he hadn't been healthy all year, but every time he's been on the football field, he's been splitting double teams and doing this and that and doing amazing stuff. This is a great opportunity for this team. Also, what the Buckeyes can't do is look at the betting odds. Because I pulled them up via our friends at betonline.ag. I'll go to the other game, the other semifinal game first. The Wolverines are 9-point favorites over the TCU Horned Frogs in the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Eve. The over-under in that game is 60. If you're a betting person and you want to bet that game, go right ahead and do that very thing. Well, the point spread for the Buckeyes and the Bulldogs is not 9, but right now the Bulldogs are 7-point favorites over the Buckeyes with the over-under of 61. Now, the over-under might seem low to you, but there is time for that to change. Ultimately, being a touchdown favorite over Ohio State is odd to some, but Georgia's a good football team. And I do understand how Vegas views this and the schedule that Georgia – now, granted, I'm going to be honest with you. Georgia's schedule was not the hardest schedule. Neither was Ohio State's. But what Georgia puts on the football field is a little bit interesting. Plus, here's something for Georgia. The last time Georgia played football, they had a lot of backup quarterback to throw 250 passing yards in the SEC championship, where LSU had 500 passing yards. I know Jaden Daniels and their backup quarterback both had over 200 plus, but Georgia has that in mind. But also the Buckeyes can't let the betting odds, as Nick Saban did when he was trying to make a lobby for the Alabama Crimson Tide to make the playoff, where he went to the betting odds. Don't do that. Approach this, turn off the phone, go to dark mode like LeBron does sometimes, turn off the social media. Some of y'all might have to turn it on for ads and endorsement deals, things of that nature. But turn the social media off. Don't read articles. Don't listen to shows. Don't do that stuff, because sometimes that might distract you. That might ultimately get in the way of you properly having the right, of you having the proper mindset for the game coming up. I do think the Buckeyes have a perfect opportunity in front of them. And I think what we saw last year in the Rose Bowl, at least at halftime, that gets to be something in that mindset. With the second half mindset we saw from the defense, that's going to be something we see all game long. It's do or die. Literally survive in advance. Win and move on, lose and go home. Ultimately, you want to win in advance, win and move on, survive in advance. That's the mindset you want. Forget all the other, he was talking the negative stuff. Forget all that other stuff. Focus on your task at hand, and you will have a great opportunity to play for the college football playoff national championship on January 9th. I believe that game is at SoFi Stadium. The Buckeyes have a few players that have been injured. Some are starters. Some have been in and out of the starting lineup. What do I think about the health of Buckeyes? We will discuss that next right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. At Locked On Buckeyes, we believe home should be where you and your family feel safest, especially over the holidays. This season, give yourself and your family the gift of peace and protection with the number one rated home security system, Simply Safe. And right now, Simply Safe is offering Locked On Buckeyes listeners 40% off a new security system. Don't put this off. Here's why I love it. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify that the threat is real, so you can get higher priority police response. Simply Safe is home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door. With a top rated Simply Safe app, stay in complete control of your system. Arm or disarm, unlock for a guest, access your cameras, or adjust system settings anytime, anywhere. Don't miss your chance to save big on my favorite security system. Get 40% off any new system at simplysafe.com/lockedoncollege today. That's simplysafe.com/lockedoncollege today. There's no safe like Simply Safe. This episode is also brought to you by Billiards Plus. Billiards Plus has the best selection of pool tables, game tables, shuffleboard tables, and more, and the best service in Central Ohio. Billiards Plus also can set you up with a brand new top-of-the-line grill that will last for generations. We all know how hard it is with the supply chain issues this year and getting certain things shipped on time. So when it comes to ordering that one big gift for Christmas, check out Billiards Plus and get there early this year. Billiards Plus carries the best pool tables from Brunswick, Alhassan, Canada Billiards, and more. Plus, top-of-the-line grills from PK, Napoleon, Memphis, and LaGriddle. That will be the last grill you own. Seriously, these grills stand the test of time. No matter the season, Billiards Plus has you covered for all your indoor and outdoor entertainment needs. Visit their showroom on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin. Visit their showroom on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin. And you can check them out at billiards-plus.com. Billiards Plus, family owned and operated for generations. The Buckeyes are a team, a talented football team, a team that has so much talent that it might scare some Georgia Bulldog football fans. And with that in mind, some might say, there is some talent at Ohio State that is not on the field consistently. May it be on defense, may it be on offense, but there's players on both sides of the ball that have been in and out of the starting lineup consistently due to injury. The first one is Jackson Smith and Jigba, who has been and missed the most time for the Ohio State Buckeyes this year. Also, many say he's a future first-round draft pick. I think that might be TBD to be determined. I will not hop on that train just yet. I think it might fall. I think it might be a second-round pick. I will also kind of side with my guy, Brian Roberts, of Rise and Draft Scouting when we discuss the wide receivers at Ohio State that will go in the NFL draft in the offseason. But my gut and my thought is about Jackson Smith and Jigba. He should play. Now, if this were any other ball, a New Year's Six ball, not a playoff game, I would understand if he decided. Honestly, I would probably encourage him to not play in that game, especially with the amount of time that he has had off. But when you're playing for a trophy, a national championship, the Iowa game was a long time ago. I think the week before Halloween was the game against Iowa, where that was the last time he played football. So that was, what, the 20-something, the 23rd maybe of October. And you're looking at over 2 months since the last time he stepped on the field to recover from a hamstring injury. I do believe what I think is going on with him. I think that's plenty of time, and he'll be back. I also think the two-headed monster of Travion Henderson and Mayan Williams, I think both of those guys will be healthy. If not, I am comfortable with the backs at Ohio State. May it be Chip Traynham, may it be Dallin Hayton, may it be you put Xavier Johnson in the backfield every now and then. I am perfectly fine with them. I also think Matt Jones, starting right guard, I think he gets healthy. Now, ankle injuries are tricky. Not as bad as a hamstring injury, not at most of the time. But a lower leg and ankle injuries are tricky. If it's a high ankle sprain, you just don't know. But ultimately, I think Matt Jones could be healthy. I think Mike Hall Jr., who I have been pushing to start all year, I understand he has been on a pitch count, and you might say he's been injured and dealing with stuff. But if he's on the field, he makes plays. So I don't care about whatever you want to say. He makes plays. So I think Mike Hall Jr. is going to be out there. And ultimately, the cornerback health has been a conversation. Not just their play, but their health. And ultimately, I do think the corners get healthy. I do believe Denzel Burke won't be dealing with anything. Cam Brown, J.K. Johnson, Jordan Hancock. I do believe they will be healthy due to the amount of time that the Buckeyes have between the last time they played football and the next time they play football. I think this is a scenario where you're going to get a fully healthy Buckeye football team for the first time all year. Let that sink in for you. remember going into the Notre Dame game, there were some injury issues and some stuff going on with the secondaries there, even in preseason. Then you get into the game in Jigba, and then later on in the season, some more stuff comes up. I do believe, though, I firmly, firmly believe this could be the first game all year where the Buckeyes are fully healthy. That could be a good formula for the Buckeyes going against the number one team in the land, the Georgia Bulldogs. Guys, this is a Monday. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, to discuss the football, the CFP, the Peach Bowl, and ultimately to also discuss little Buckeye basketball. We'll sprinkle that into the conversation as well. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. We're out of here on this Monday. We'll be back tomorrow to discuss more about the CFP, the Buckeyes continuing playing football, and their shot to win a college football playoff national championship.